A reading from Matthew 5, 38-42. You have heard that it was said, eye for an eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if someone wants to sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you.
You made the distinction several days ago about the peacemakers and the peacekeepers. And an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth seems to be a law of peacekeepers. It's justice. You know, if somebody harms you, then you get to harm them on an equal level so that everything comes back to balance. And Jesus faces this head on and takes it to a very different place that we all find counterintuitive.
Right. And this is, I hate to keep using these terms, but it's a difference between a life of rules and a life of principles. Rules are set up, you do this, you get that. You do this, you get that. Principles call us to live to a higher standard. Now, somebody could take what Jesus is saying here and turn it into rules, that you should never resist evil. Well, we know that's not true. There are times that God's righteousness and justice in us causes us to step up in the face of evil on behalf of someone else. And there is a principle of self-defense. You're not to publicly put yourself out to be exposed to danger. But there are times when the response to evil against you is to simply turn your cheek and to walk away, not justifying yourself, allowing God. And so Jesus wants us to keep it at the principle level and not even turn this into rules.
What would you say to somebody that says that without the rules of the world, there would be chaos?
Well, I agree. I think rules are good, but rules are not the highest standard. There's principles beneath the rules. And Jesus is pointing to that. If you want a good society, a society where there is a sense of justice and righteousness and kind of what we've experienced in America for a couple centuries, a sense of order, you can count on certain systems to work, you need to have rules there. But we've seen how rules in themselves do not really change the heart of people. It's principles of a deeper life connected to the kingdom of God that brings transformation in society.
Rules, in a way, then principles are a higher order of things, and rules are not a default position exactly, but a necessary kind of a thing that we hold the society together.
They're vehicles. It's oftentimes rules bring you into principles. When I was a kid, I couldn't understand principles, so my parents gave me rules that I walked into, and as I was obedient to those rules, I eventually learned the principles behind them. The danger is when you only see the rules and don't see the principles behind. And so, I put it in modern parlance, people talk a lot about, I don't do things, I'm a beer, I just experience. Well, the truth is, sometimes you have to do a lot of things to become someone who naturally flows in the principles behind that doing.
I hope we're getting a little long here, so I hope that in future discussions we can continue this interesting dynamic between rules and principles, because I think it's the heart of so much of who Jesus is and why we are walking in his footsteps.